Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
This edition of The Standard is brought to you by the AXA Startup Angel Competition. I'm Sharmadine Reed, founder and CEO of The Stack World, and I'm here to help you turn your business dream into reality. There are six chances to win the competition, including two top prizes of £25,000, mentoring from myself and leading UK founders, plus business insurance for a year thanks to AXA. Go to standard.co.uk/AXA Startup Angel for details on how to enter and complete your entry by the 2nd of June 2024. Good luck.
From The Standard in London, I'm the Evening Standard's chief theatre critic, Nick Curtis. This is a cut-down special taken from our theatre podcast. To hear more from The Standard Theatre podcast, hit the link in the notes of this episode.
I'm Millie Alcock, and you're listening to the Evening Standard Theatre Podcast.
Joining me down the line from Soho's Boulevard Theatre today, where they're about to launch their new musical, are the creators of Six, Lucy Moss and Toby Marlowe. Welcome both.
Hello!
How nice to meet you over the airwaves, both of you. Having been a huge fan of the show for all its years and its many iterations. So tell me, this is Why Am I So Single, your second musical. Tell me a little bit about it.
It's basically about two friends who are extremely tragic and single, trying to figure out why it is that they are so very alone. And they also happen to be musical theatre writers who can't think of a big and fancy enough subject matter for their next musical.
Well, obviously, the two of you are friends and musical theatre writers. It's obviously bad to infer that this is based on personal experience, but is it based on personal experience?
How dare you?
I don't know where you're getting that from. What an outlandish hypothesis. It is, I would say, inspired by our lives, but it's not fully autobiographical in a kind of like a memoir-y way. In the sense that a lot of it's like fabricated or exaggerated or like inspired by people that we know, but yeah, it is loosely based on these two right here.
Okay, inspired by tragic history, is it then?
Yeah, adding to the canon of Shakespeare's tragedies. Yeah, that's why am I so single?
We did this sort of sad story of the six wives. We were like, what's another important historical tragedy?
Yeah, and King Lear was
we couldn't get the rights to King Lear, so we did this
instead.
I'm sure there's probably a musical of King Lear in the pipeline somewhere, even as we speak. But I know there's no such thing as a sort of overnight success. And Six, you know, was many years growing, you know, from a small kernel at the Edinburgh Festival to you know, where it is now, this massive international hit. Having got that under your belt, how do you go about the sort of second album syndrome, I suppose? How do you go about finding your next subject and deciding on your next opus?
Well, you know, it's funny because Six was never intended to be this, you know, big thing that it is now. We just wrote it as like, you know, the student production. And so I guess there was a bit of a pressure on us, I think, that we felt internally, because having to like write something else that like did a huge thing, almost as if like, oh, you know, ticked off feminism with Six, you know, which huge subject matter are we going to tackle next? And so we kind of like had this rough idea of something that we might do, but it was kind of like a big, important exploration concept thing. And we went away on a writing retreat in 2019 to give that a go. And we really weren't getting anywhere with it. And mainly what we wanted to do was kind of sit down and drink Prosecco and talk about our tragic dating lives, which is what we did for most of that writing retreat. And then we kind of thought, wait, maybe this is the musical that we should write instead and not try and, you know, do another big fancy thing, but just...
Yeah, and I think it's like, as you said, like Six came out of the two of us being silly in a room together. And I think we sort of tried to sort of do it with all the pressure and sort of like of doing a big fancy musical in our heads. And then actually we realized that just the two of us in a room together is kind of like where we most enjoy our writing. So we kind of tried to recreate that kind of away from the world feeling when we were writing this.
Yeah.
I see. Does it share any DNA with Six? Is it going to be similarly sort of, you know, different styles for different songs? Obviously it's a different genre and a totally different approach.
Yeah. So I think I'd say that although it is very different to Six, I hope that if people come and see if people came to see Six and came to see Why Am I So Single, I think that they would hopefully recognize that it's written by the same people. Like, the humor is quite similar. It's still a similar thing of like breaking the form and like playing around with the form of musicals. And also musically, it's kind of like pop is where we live and what we love. So it's kind of like largely pop inspired, but there's also lots of other kind of like pastiches and genres. Yeah, pop is where we live.
Pop is where we live.
I said what I said. I don't take it back.
Pop is where we live is a great line. I think that's fantastic. It'd be a good title for a show, actually, that one, I think.
Right, we'll go to a break. If you want to hear more from the Standard Theatre podcast, hit the link in the show notes.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.
Just because it's sort of in the ether at the moment, you're opening sort of straight into the West End with the new show. Are there going to be affordable tickets for this one? Have you sort of discussed with Kenny Wax, your producer, and his fellow producers about how you're going to make it? Is it going to be made affordable?
Yeah, I mean, it's something we really care about and our producers really care about. And it's obviously we aren't down with the minutiae per se, but there are the first, I believe, 5,000 tickets are £35. And I think part of the thinking behind going straight into the West End, I mean, it sounds very sort of like bold and scary from our perspective, but actually in terms of getting younger people, getting people into the theatre, we feel like being in London, being in the West End is a way to kind of make it available to everyone, which feels really important for us, especially with the sort of like the shows. It's really nice to have younger audience members in the audience, which we learned during our workshops. So yeah, it's definitely a big priority for us.
Yeah. When you've been sent, this is a total left field diversion back into Six, but when it's been opening overseas, I've seen you've got a Hungarian production now, there's been a Korean production, there's a Polish one. Do you get sent the scripts to be vetted and do you get somebody to sort of read you a literal translation of them to check they're authentic?
Yeah, I mean, it's a really fascinating process and it's happened slightly differently for the different productions, but usually someone will do a translation and then someone else will do like a literal translation of that back into English, and then we look at that one and then we talk with the translators about like the bits we're like, oh, like, you know, is this like some kind of like different kind of expression that we don't know that does the same thing, and usually it is, and like it's mind-boggling how brilliant these translations are in terms of like recreating like, you know, wordplay that we've done in an entire different language, and it still rhymes and still does the same meaning and joke and intention, but also like within expressions and turns of phrase in like a whole other language. It's truly amazing. And seeing the production in Korea and like, you know, hearing people like laughing at jokes that we'd written in a different language, being like, wow, like so grateful to the translators of this, of still making people laugh.
Could you unpack a bit the process of working together? How does the relationship sort of break down? How do you go about creating a musical together?
Yeah, sure. I mean, I think we kind of, you know, we're billed as written by Toby Marlowe and Lucy Moss because we work on all the elements of the show together. We work on the structure and the story and the book, on the songs and the music and the lyrics. I'd say most typically, the vast majority of the time, it's Toby sitting at the piano, usually kind of like coming up with lots of the sort of musical ideas and then me kind of like shaping them with Toby. But in this one, there's a bit more of me at the piano.
but
it's more kind of like, and then lyric wise, we kind of like bounce off each other. We basically sit in a room together, Toby at the piano, me on a laptop, and kind of something happens somehow. And what's kind of cool as well is it kind of happens in different ways for each song, for each scene. Like, we don't really have like a rigid process like other writers.
And there's definitely a lot more of that in this show than Six, but things kind of like all different combinations of writing and how the songs came to be. And in terms of like writing the show and how it's been, it's like, you know, as it's quite a personal show, it's been with its ups and downs. It's quite tricky because it does require both of us to be quite vulnerable, not only about ourselves and our personal lives to each other, but also about still the vulnerability of like writing with someone who you really think is brilliant and being like, oh, what do you think of this idea? Kind of like, you know, knowing that person go, oh my God, that's brilliant. You're so clever and nice. Or going, that's the worst thing I've ever heard. You're stupid. Maybe we shouldn't write with anymore. And I think what's quite sweet though is that all like, you know, like the various fights that we have when we are writing usually come from the fact that deep down both of us think the other one is the secret genius who we're writing on the coattails of. And so ultimately it all comes from insecurity because we think the other one's better, which isn't usually always that pleasant or easy, but it, you know,
it's actually quite sweet.
It's
really
quite
at the end
sweet
of the day.
At the end of the day.
Ah, lovely. We want a happy ending. That's the thing, isn't it? Absolutely. To finish up, we're speaking over audio before you go into your press launch for the new show. You're both rocking what I would describe as, I mean, through the Zoom camera that I can see, as a sort of salmon pink ensembles. Paint a word picture for our listeners as to what you're wearing.
Oh my gosh. We're in a couple of matching Wiedehoff outfits. Mm-hmm. Toby is in a beautiful bridal, sort of gorgeous
gown,
oversized gown.
Veil.
And
Lucy's in this very amazingly, gorgeously tailored suit.
Kind of prom king.
And we can't wait to celebrate our marriage with everyone here.
Fantastic. Well, Toby, Lucy, thanks so much for joining me down the line, and look forward to the show. Good luck with the launch.
Thank you so much. Performances for Why Am I So Single begin from August at the Garrick Theatre.
That's The Standard. You can hear the full episode or more from The Standard Theatre podcast via the link in the show notes. This podcast will be back on Monday at 4 p.m.
Hi, I'm Lawrence Dallaglio, host of the Evening Standard Rugby Podcast, brought to you in partnership with QBE Business Insurance. The show is available to listen to now and right up to the end of the season, when the winners of the Champions Cup will be crowned at Tottenham Hotspur Stadium and the fight for the Premiership title will be decided at Twickenham. QBE is one of the world's leading insurers, and they will help your business build resilience through risk management and insurance solutions. Subscribe and download now, wherever you get your podcasts. Thanks for listening.